Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Infinity Song, eine Softrock-Band aus New York City, besteht aus den vier Geschwistern Abraham, Angel, Israel und Momo Boyd. Ihre musikalischen Wurzeln wurden ihnen durch die Eltern vererbte Leidenschaft für Klassik, Gospel und Jazz quasi in die Wiege gelegt. Doch der Weg zum Erfolg war von vielen Herausforderungen und Erfahrungen geprägt. Am Montag, dem 28. Juli, gastieren Infinity Song, presented by Radio Superfly, im Wiener Flex. Und ich habe vorab mit Ihnen per Zoom gechattet. I want to start with a very basic question. I would say, I love the name of your band, Infinity Song. For me, the name alone has some kind of poetic, eternal quality. So what does it mean to you, or how did the name come up?
Infinity Song is the result of actually a pretty long and extensive process. There was kind of a naming period where we, as a band, attempted to come up with a compelling name that we thought was good. It probably over the span of a month or two. Eventually, our dad came up with the name. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Angel and our dad came up with the name Infinity Song. So, and I think each of them came up with half of the name. Mm. Ultimately, it's about being a song that belongs to God. We're God's song. But infinity is a poetic, as you said, way of saying God. Mm. And so that's something that we always strive to be, and carriers of peace and love and ultimately God's song.
Mm. You grew up in a musical household with a lot of musicians, so music always had an important role in your life, I think. How did that environment shape your sound and your values compared to an autodidact that starts making music maybe at the age of 25, for example? Music was always there, so how did that environment and that surrounding shape your sound?
That's funny. That's hyper-specific, the guy who makes started making music at 25. That's funny. You know, it's music is in our DNA, and I'm sure everyone in the band has their own experience with how it's impacted them. But it's our family way of life. It's something that we come together around. It's as crucial to us. There was music, and there was faith, and there was education in our family, and all three of those things. And then, of course, the family itself, but it's kind of crucial to our DNA.
Mm. When you are working together, even if you have different influences from different sides, is there kind of an unspoken musical language between you? Do you understand each other without saying anything, or is there a fight sometimes, as it is in a family?
I just have to say, there is an undercurrent, a foundational DNA, and that's something that we got from our dad and growing up singing together and being cultivated in a house of music. The DNA is the same. And then we kind of shift. We all have our own fingerprint. But the underlying foundation is the same.
When I have to describe the style of an Infinity Song, it's hard because I hear a lot of influences. I'm reminded of so many different things, you know. Nowadays it became easier, but let's go back to the 80s, 90s, for example. Let's go into a record store. In the record store, you have different shelves. There are terms and different genres. So where would you put an Infinity Song record? In which shelf or department would it be?
I think we all have different answers, so I'm going to punt this to someone else. Let's see, maybe Israel.
Hey. Yeah. I think that.
Hi, Israel.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon for you. I would say that we believe we belong in the category of what we call soft rock. Because that feels for us like an amalgamation of a lot of our influences, which is a word you used earlier. And we also feel like it's a category that hasn't been very much used in recent years. And we feel like that's an appropriate lane for us, something that is refresh or refreshing. They're not all the way completely new, but something you maybe haven't heard in a while. And with newness I'm talking about. So we call ourselves a soft rock band.
Yeah, because for me personally, when I hear an Infinity song, I can't describe it, even if it reminds me of something else. It's hard to combine all of this because I'm reminded of too many things. So that's why I was asking, or maybe they should do an Infinity song shelf in the record store, right? That would be the best.
That's funny. We're honored that you feel that it's new, because even though we love the past, we love the future more. And so it has to be new, even though we pay homage to the past. And it's we stand on the shoulders of so many greats. But it's why would we do it if it wasn't about the future, you know? So I'm glad that comes through.
When you are writing new material and arranging a song, where does the process begin? Is it always the same? Is it a melody that's in your mind, or are the lyrics? Because the vocal harmonies are a signature. So where does a typical Infinity song start?
Let's see. Angel, do you want to take this?
Hi, Angel.
Hello. All the songs start in different places because they are, you know, there's four of us in the band. We all are songwriters. And so we each have our own way of writing. And I think every song is different as well. So for me, I do, it's usually a lyric and a melody. And sometimes it comes in the form of one sentence, and that's just the seed of the song. And then I have to build it from there. But yeah, every song is very different, and it can come in different ways.
Why should I worry about rocking a sinking boat? It's all going down.
You are signed to Rock Nation. It's a huge platform, a huge label, but what I think is really interesting, your music still feels kind of independent and sort of intimate. How do you maintain this balance between Rock Nation, the company, and your music? You could also be a totally independent band. Sometimes within the music business, it can be a hard fight. Do you feel that this artistic freedom is also a gift sometimes?
It's definitely a gift. We're super grateful, and we've had a level of independence throughout the time that we've been at Rock Nation. They've been very allowed us to be free in the creation of music, and I also credit that to our dad, who's also our manager. He really pushed for us to have musical independence. And Jay-Z honored our tradition as a family to create music, and that was something very early on. So we're grateful for that. I think we're evolving as a band, and so all of the music that we've created up until this point, we've always progressed with each new musical release. And so I don't know, the music that we release in the future, it might be more mainstream. It might be what we've done in the past, but there's always going to be progress. Yeah. We're a progress driven band, and we just like to do stuff that makes people feel good. And so there's no boxes, there's no boundaries. We'll just continue to drive it forward.
Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of an age of short attention span and all these viral moments. How do you stay focused on the art of music? Do this influence you in some kind of way, the way people, the society, also younger people are consuming music? Is it some sort of influence when you are working, or are you able to leave this behind?
I feel like we should get Momo in for this, because she's in the middle of a pretty significant viral moment at the moment for her song American Love Song. So I feel like we should probably hear your thinking on this.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Momo. Did you hear the question? Yeah.
Yes, okay, I heard it.
Yeah.
I think the best way... Well, obviously, the best way is just to create what comes naturally to you. Mm-hmm. I think there can be pressure to create in a way that seems palatable.
Yeah.
But I think always the things that pierce through the noise and make a mark. At least in my case, you know, in my history, I think a lot of times they're just organic.
Yeah.
It's organic expression, organic writing, a fun moment that you turn into something, or it really is like a split second thing. Like sometimes the inspiration just hits you and you know you've got something good, or sometimes you write for a month or 2 months just on one concept. Mm. But I think the things that typically last the longest and feel the most authentic are the most authentic. Mm. And people can feel that, I believe.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, people can feel whether you try to manufacture it to get their attention, or if you're really just writing because that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because it feels good to you. So,
yeah. A big benefit of Infinity Song is the live thing. A lot of energy comes through your gigs. I have to say, I missed your last gig in Vienna, so I'm really looking forward to finally seeing you live. But of course, I know your videos and stuff, and for me, it's kind of a very spiritual thing, is the way you perform a kind of gospel thing. Is that something you really enjoy, maybe more than working in a studio?
I mean, we like the studio very, very much. Mm-hmm. But you're very perceptive, and that's super cool, because you catch on to what we're putting out there, and that we're so honored that you would be able to catch it. Mm-hmm. Live performance is a spiritual thing. It for us, at least, it's something. We grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. We come from the gospel background, and that's just a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get hundreds of people into one space with one goal, and everyone is kind of unified, at least for that short moment. We might be different when we leave, but for that moment, we're in the same space, and we all came to do hopefully the same thing, which is have a good time. Mm. It is quite a out-of-body experience, and that's what we work to give to the people every time. And Vienna was actually one of our favorite places.
Oh,
on the last tour. It
yeah.
was really, really, really great.
Mm.
a great city, a great group of people, and that was one of our super memorable shows. So we're excited to come back.
I love the way it feels to be a hater. Something so sweet about thinking that I'm better.
So what's next for Infinity Song? You mentioned something. You are working for the future, of course, but are there collaborations planned, maybe also production-wise? I mean, Roc Nation has a huge family of producers and other artists. So when Infinity Song is working on new stuff and maybe going into a different direction, I think that is when you have artistic freedom. It's something that opens every door. So maybe there's something in your mind, either production-wise or with other musicians?
I would say that door is 100% always open. But right now I think we're really looking internally on how we can advance and continue to ascend in our craft. But we are always looking and open to collaboration, and there's always conversations at the table, but you know, conversations sometimes just lead to more conversation. So
maybe you should recommend some artists from Vienna that we should collaborate with.
Yeah, I could recommend a lot of musicians for sure.
Well, hold on a second. Yes. You guys should tell him about your new music. I think that's where he's gone.
We are definitely in the studio.
Yeah,
and we're exploring different sounds, very different. It still has our DNA, but it's always about calibration, and we're looking for. I think it's going to be radio friendly for sure. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
So you might have some new songs to play from us.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. at least one dance. We like to dance, so there will be some dancing there. Mm-hmm. So new directions for sure. New production, it'll be nice.
Well, dance, that's great to hear. I love to dance, but in Austria we don't dance in churches, I have to say. But that's another story. I'm really looking forward to see you back in Vienna. Actually, I'm really looking forward to finally see you live. Last question. They are not directly focused on Infinity Song, but maybe also your personal opinion. What is something, especially now, the world needs more of in music or in general? What does the world need more of nowadays? Except love.
Honestly, I think we do need more live music. Mm-hmm. At every level. So, like, the big concerts are cool, but the small ones are pretty great too. I've seen some of the best concerts with 100 people, or less. Those are next level things, and it helps us to. It's a gift. Like, music is a real gift to all of us. So I would say live corporate music experiences. We need more of those.
Absolutely. So thank you very much
to all of you.
Thank you to the family, Boyd. See you in Vienna and have a good trip through Europe.
Yes,
it starts.
Great.
It starts in May, right? It starts soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June, next June. Month. Yeah. Very soon.
Yeah. So, ciao.
All right. Take
thank
care.
You.
See you.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye. 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 Ciao.
Thanks.